Papers Read on AI with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS.
Improving Diffusion Models for Virtual Try-On. Authored 2024 by Yisol Choi, Sangking Kwok, Kyungmin Lee, Hyungwon Choi, Jinwoo Shin. Abstract: this paper considers image-based virtual try-on, which renders an image of a person wearing a curated garment, given a pair of images depicting the person and the garment, respectively. Previous works adapt existing exemplar-based inpainting diffusion models for virtual try-on to improve the naturalness of the generated visuals compared to other methods, e.g., GAN-based, but they fail to preserve the identity of the garments. To overcome this limitation, we propose a novel diffusion model that improves garment fidelity and generates authentic virtual try-on images. Our method, coined IDMVTON, uses two different modules to encode the semantics of garment image. Given the base U-net of the diffusion model, 1, the high-level semantics extracted from a visual encoder are fused to the cross-attention layer, and then 2, the low-level features extracted from parallel U-net are fused to the self-attention layer. In addition, we provide detailed textual prompts for both garment and person images to enhance the authenticity of the generated visuals. Finally, we present a customization method using a 2 Y Choi et al. Pair of person garment images, which significantly improves fidelity and authenticity. Our experimental results show that our method outperforms previous approaches, both diffusion-based and GAN-based, in preserving garment details and generating authentic virtual try-on images, both qualitatively and quantitatively. Furthermore, the proposed customization method demonstrates its effectiveness in a real-world scenario. More visualizations are available in our project page. Keywords: virtual try-on diffusion models. 1. Introduction. Image-based virtual try-on, VTON, is an important computer vision task, where the goal is to render a visual of an arbitrary person dressing in a specific garment given by images. Due to its convenience and capability to provide a personalized shopping experience to e-commerce users, there is a considerable interest in synthesizing authentic virtual try-on images that exactly depict the garment given as input. The key challenges of VTON is to fit the garment to the human body of various poses or gestures, without creating any distortions in the patterns and textures in garment, reference 11, 48. The rapid progress in generative models, reference 7, 13, has led the development of virtual try-on methods. Most of the primary approaches for image-based VTON are based on generative adversarial networks, reference 7, 21, GANs, where they employ a separate warping module to deform the garment to the human body and use GAN generators to blend with the target person, reference 3, 5, 6, 26, 27, 51. However, such approaches struggle to generate high-quality images and often fail to generalize to different human images, introducing undesirable distortions to the garment. On the other hand, recently, diffusion models, reference 13, 43, demonstrate superior performance in generating genuine images, reference 28, 33, 36, 37, compared to GANs, showing the potential to overcome such challenges. Recent diffusion-based VTON methods, reference 8, 22, 29, utilize the rich generative prior of pre-trained text-to-image, T2I, diffusion models, reference 32, 37, 40, to enhance the naturalness of try-on images. To identify the details of garments, they encode the semantics of garments in pseudowords, reference 29, or use explicit warping networks, reference 8. However, those methods fall short in preserving the fine-grained details of garments, e.g., patterns, textures, shapes, or colors, which hinders its application to real-world scenarios. To overcome this limitation, this paper proposes an improved diffusion models for virtual try-on, IDMVTON, which significantly enhances the consistency of the garment image, while generating authentic virtual try-on images. In specific, we design a new approach in conditioning garment images to the diffusion model by designing sophisticated attention modules, which consist of two different components. 1, the image prompt adapter that encodes the high-level semantics of the garment, and 2, the U-net encoder, which we refer to as garment net, that extracts low-level features to preserve fine-grained details. In addition, we propose to customize our model using a single pair of garment and person images, which further improves the visual quality of virtual try-on images, particularly in the Improving diffusion models for virtual try-on 3. Wild scenario. Last but not least, we show the importance of providing detailed captions for the garment image, which helps retaining the prior knowledge of T2i diffusion models. We train our model on Viden HD, reference 3, training dataset, and demonstrate the effectiveness of our method by showing superior results on Viden HD and Dresscode, reference 30, test datasets both qualitatively and quantitatively. Furthermore, to simulate the real-world virtual try-on application, we have collected in the wild dataset, which contains garments with intricate patterns and human images with various poses and gestures, that is largely different from the training data. Our method outperforms other methods on in the wild dataset, and in particular, customizing our model notably enhances retaining the identity of the garment while generating authentic try-on images. 2. Related works. Image-based virtual try-on. Given a pair of images depicting a target person in a garment, the image-based virtual try-on aims to generate a look of the target person dressing the given garment. A line of works, reference 3, 5, 6, 26, 27, 51, is based on generative adversarial networks, GANs, reference 7, where they first deform the garment to the person body shape, and then use the generator to put the deformed garment on the person image. While many works have attempted to reduce the mismatch between the warped garment and the person, reference 3, 6, 20, 26, those approaches lack generalization to arbitrary person images, e.g., with complex backgrounds or intricate poses. As diffusion models have shown great success, reference 13, 44, recent works have studied the application of diffusion models for virtual try-on. Try-on diffusion, reference 58, proposed a novel architecture that uses two parallel U-nets, and showed the capability of diffusion-based virtual try-on by training on the large-scale dataset. Subsequent works considered virtual try-on as an exemplar-based image inpainting problem, reference 53. They fine-tuned the inpainting diffusion models on virtual try-on dataset, reference 8, 22, 29, to generate high-quality virtual try-on images. However, those methods still suffer from preserving meticulous details of garments, dampening their applications to real-world scenarios. Adding conditional control to diffusion models. While text-to-image, T2i, diffusion models, reference 32, 37, 40, have shown their capability in generating high-quality images from text prompts, the inaccuracy of natural language lacks fine-grained control in image synthesis. To this end, various works have proposed to add conditional control to T2i diffusion models, reference 31, 54, 55, 57. ControlNet, reference 55, and T2i adapter, reference 31, proposed to fine-tune extra modules that encode spatial information such as edges, depth, and human pose, to control the diffusion model together with text prompts. Image prompt adapter, IP adapter, reference 54, proposed to condition T2i diffusion models with high-level semantics of reference image to control image generation with both textual and visual prompts. 4. Wai Choi et al. Customizing diffusion models. Several works have demonstrated the potential of customizing diffusion models with few personal images, reference 4, 10, 24, 39, 42. Together with parameter-efficient fine-tuning methods, reference 15, 16, and regularized fine-tuning objective, reference 25, T2i diffusion models can be adapted to unseen examples without catastrophic forgetting. Also, many works have studied the customization of diffusion models for various tasks such as masked image completion, reference 45, or image restoration, reference 2. In this paper, we first present a customization of diffusion models for virtual try-on, where we show it significantly improves the adaptation to real-world scenarios. 3. Method 3.1 Backgrounds on diffusion models. Diffusion models, reference 13, 41, are generative models that consist of a forward process, which gradually adds Gaussian noise to the data, and a reverse process that gradually denoises a random noise to generate a sample. Suppose X0 be a data point, e.g., an image or a latent from the output of autoencoder, reference 37, given noise schedules T alpha T UTT, 1, T sigma T UTT, 1 for T, 1. T, the forward process at time step T is given by XT alpha T X0 backquote sigma TE, where E, NPO, IQ is a Gaussian noise. For sufficiently large sigma t, xt, np alpha txo, sigma 2 tiq is indiscernible from pure random Gaussian noise. Then the reverse generative process initializes from xt, npo, sigma 2 tiq, and sequentially denoises into XT so that X0 is distributed according to the data distribution. Text-to-image, T2i, diffusion models. T2i diffusion models, reference 32, 37, 40, are diffusion models that model the distribution of image conditioned on text, which is encoded by embeddings using the pre-trained text encoders, e.g., T5, reference 35, and CLIP, reference 34, text encoder. While convolutional UNet, reference 38, architecture has been developed for diffusion-based generative models, reference 13, 44, recent works have shown the promise of fusing transformer, reference 47, architectures for UNet. Training a diffusion model is shown to be equivalent to learning a score function of a perturbed data distribution, i.e., denoising score matching, reference 18, where it is often done by e-noise prediction loss, reference 13. Formally, given data X0 and text embedding C, the training loss for the T2i diffusion model is given as follows. Then IP adapter computes key and value matrices KIPRND, VIPRND from the image embeddings I, and inserts the cross-attention layer as follows. Attention PQ, KC, VCQ backquote attention PQ, KI, VIQ. 3. Overall, the IP adapter freezes the original UNet and fine-tunes only the linear projection layers of key and value matrices of image embeddings KI and VI, and the linear projection layer that maps clip image embeddings. 6. Y Choi et al. 3.2. Proposed method. Now, we present our method for designing diffusion models for virtual try-on. Let us denote XP be the image of a person, and XG be the image of a garment. Our primary goal is to generate an image XTR that visualizes a person from XP wearing a garment and image XG. It is common practice to cast virtual try-on as an exemplar-based image inpainting problem, reference 53, which aims to fill the masked image with a reference image. Here, it is important to extract relevant information of garment and add conditional control to the diffusion model. To this end, our model is composed of three components. 1. The base UNet, TryOnNet, that processes the masked person image with its pose information. 2. The image prompt adapter, IP adapter, that extracts the high-level semantics of the garment. And 3. The garment UNet feature encoder, GarmentNet, that extracts the low-level features of the garment. The features from GarmentNet are fused within self-attention layer of TryOnNet, and then it is processed with the features of IP adapter through cross-attention layer. We provide an overview of our method in Fig. 2, and provide detailed explanation of each component as follows. TryOnNet, for the base UNet model, we consider latent diffusion model, reference 37, where the diffusion generative modeling is conducted in latent space of variational autoencoder E and the output is passed to decoder D to generate an image. As of the input for our base UNet, we concatenate four components as follows. 1. The latent of person image, I. E. EPXPQ. 2. The resized mask M that removes the garment on the person image. 3. The latent of masked out person image XM. P1. MQDXP, i.e. EPXMQ. Following, reference 3. And 4. The latent of the densipose, reference 9. X pose of a person image, i.e. EPX pose Q. Then, the latents are aligned within the channel axis, where we expand the convolutional layer of UNet to 13 channels initialized with zero weights. Unlike previous works on virtual try-on with diffusion models, reference 8, 22, 29, we leverage stable diffusion XL, SDXL, reference 33, inpainting model, reference 46. Image prompt adapter, to condition the high-level semantics of a garment image, we leverage image prompt adapter, IP adapter, reference 54. To encode the garment image, we use frozen clip image encoder, i.e., open clip, reference 19, bit H, 14, to extract feature and fine-tune feature projection layers and cross-attention layers, which are initialized with pre-trained iodine monophosphide adapters. Note that we pass textual prompts of garments, and the cross-attention is computed as in EQ. 3. GarmentNet. While we already conditioned the garment image using IP adapter, it falls short in preserving the fine-grained details of garments when it has complicated patterns or graphic prints, e.g., see Fig. 6. This is because the clip image encoder lacks extracting the low-level features of a garment. To tackle this issue, we propose to utilize an additional UNet encoder, i.e., garment UNet encoder, to encode fine details of garment images. Given the latent of a garment image EPXGQ, we pass through the frozen, pre-trained UNet encoder to obtain the intermediate representation, and concatenate with the intermediate representation. Detailed captioning of garments. While the majority of diffusion-based virtual try-on models leverage pre-trained text-to-image diffusion models, they do not take the text prompts as input, reference 8, 22, or use a naive text prompts, reference 29, such as upper garment, for any garment image. To fully exploit the rich generative prior of the text-to-image diffusion model, we provide a comprehensive caption, reference 25, that describes the detail of a garment, such as shapes or textures. As shown in Fig. 2, we provide a comprehensive caption to the garment image, e.g., short-sleeve round-neck t-shirts, and pass it to both garment net, i.e., a photo of short-sleeve round-neck t-shirts, and the try-on net, i.e., model is wearing short-sleeve round-neck t-shirts. This helps the model to encode the high-level semantics of the garment using natural language, and complements the image-based conditioning, e.g., see Fig. 7. In practice, we utilize an image annotator for fashion images, and manually provide captioning with templates, see appendix for details. Customization of IDM VTON. While our model is able to capture the fine details of garments, it often struggles when the person image XP or the garment image XG is different from training distribution, e.g., see Fig. 3. To this end, inspired by text-to-image personalization methods, reference 2, 39, 45, we propose an effective customization of IDM VTON by fine-tuning try-on net with a pair. 4. Experiment. 4.1. Experimental setup. Implementation details. We use SDXL masked inpainting model, reference 46, for our try-on net, pre-trained iodine monophosphide adapter, reference 54, for image adapter and U-net of SDXL, reference 33, for our garment net. We train our model using Viden HD, reference 3, train dataset. Improving diffusion models for virtual try-on 9. Evaluation dataset. We evaluate our model on public Viden HD, reference 3, and Dresscode, reference 30, test datasets. Furthermore, we internally collected in the wild dataset, which is crawled from the web to assess the generalization of model to the real-world scenario. While Viden HD and Dresscode contain person images of simple poses and solid backgrounds, our in the wild dataset has person images of various poses and gestures with complex backgrounds. Also, the garments are of various patterns and logos, making virtual try-on more challenging than Viden HD and Dresscode, e.g., see Fig. 3. Furthermore, in the wild dataset contains multiple person images per garment, so it is possible to evaluate the results when we customize our network with each garment. Specifically, it consists of 62 images of upper garments and 312 images of people wearing those garments, where there are 4 to 6 images of person wearing the same garment. To conduct customization experiment, we select one person image for each garment, and use the left 250 person images for evaluation. Baselines. We compare our method with GON-based methods, our Viden, reference 26, and GPVTON, reference 51, and diffusion-based methods, LADI-VTON, reference 29, DCI-VTON, reference 8, and stable Viden, reference 22. Our Viden and GPVTON have a separate warping module to estimate the fitted garment on the target person, generating try-on images with GON using the garment as input. LADI-VTON, DCI-VTON, and stable Viden are most relevant baselines of ours, where they also utilize. 10 Y Choi et al. Evaluation metrics. For quantitative evaluation, we measure low-level reconstruction scores such as LPIPS, reference 56, and SSIM, reference 50, and high-level image similarity using CLIP, reference 34, image similarity score. To evaluate the authenticity of generated images, we compute Frenchet inception distance, FID, reference 12, score on Viden HD and Dresscode test dataset. Improving diffusion models for virtual try on 11. 4.2 results on public dataset. Qualitative results, Fig. 4 shows the visual comparisons of IDM VTON with other methods on Viden HD and Dresscode test datasets. We see that IDM VTON preserves both low-level details and high-level semantics, while others struggle to capture. While GON-based methods, i.e., our Viden and GPVTON, show comparable performance in capturing fine details of garment, they fall short in generating natural human images compared to diffusion-based methods. On the other hand, prior diffusion-based methods, i.e., LADI-VTON, DCI-VTON, and stable Viden, fail to preserve the details of garments, e.g., the off-shoulder t-shirts in first row, or the details of sweatshirts in second row of Vitan HD dataset. Also, we observe that IDM-VTON significantly outperforms other methods in generalization to the dress code dataset. Especially, GAN-based methods show inferior performance on the dress code dataset, showing its poor generalization ability. While prior diffusion-based methods show better images in generating natural images than GAN-based, the generated images show lower consistency with respect to given garment image compared to IDM-VTON. Quantitative results, tab 1 shows the quantitative comparisons between IDM-VTON, ARS, and other methods on Vitan HD and dress code test datasets. When compared to GAN-based methods, we observe that IDM-VTON shows comparable performance in reconstruction scores, LPIPS and SSIM, and outperforms in fit and clip image similarity score on Vitan HD test dataset. However, the performance of GAN-based methods significantly degrades when tested on dress code dataset, which we have observed in Fig. 4. We see that IDM-VTON consistently outperforms prior diffusion-based methods in both Vitan HD and dress code dataset. 4.3 results on in the wild dataset. Here, we evaluate our methods on challenging in the wild dataset, where we compare with other diffusion-based VTON methods. In addition, we show the results of customization using a single pair of garment person images. We also test customization on stable Vitan, reference 22. Qualitative results, Fig. 5 shows the qualitative results of IDM-VTON, ARS, compared to other baselines 3. We see that IDM-VTON generates more authentic images than LADI-VTON, DCI-VTON, and stable Vitan, yet it struggles to preserve the intricate patterns of garments. By customizing IDM-VTON, we obtain virtual try-on images with a high degree of consistency to the garment, e.g., the logos and the text renderings. But we find the customization does not work well for stable Vitan. Quantitative results, tab 2 reports the quantitative comparisons between our IDM-VTON and other methods. We also provide comparisons between IDM-VTON and stable Vitan using customization, i.e., IDM-VTON and stable Vitan. We see that IDM-VTON outperforms other methods on all metrics, even outperforming stable Vitan with customization. Furthermore, we observe that IDM-VTON with customization significantly outperforms others, showing its generalization capability. 4.4. Ablative studies. Effect of garment net. We conduct an ablation study on the effect of garment net in preserving the fine-grained details of a garment. For comparison, we train another model without using garment net, i.e., using only iodine monophosphide adapter to encode garment image. The qualitative results are in Fig. 6. While training with only iodine monophosphide adapter is able to generate authentic virtual try-on images that are semantically consistent with the garment images, we see that using garment net significantly improves preserving the identity of the garment, e.g., the graphics of t-shirts. In addition, we conduct a quantitative evaluation on Vitan HD test dataset by measuring LPIPS, SSIM and clip image similarity score. In tab 3, we see that using garment net quantitatively improves reconstruction scores, as well as image similarity scores, which is aligned with our qualitative results. Effect of detailed caption. To validate the effectiveness of detailed captioning on garments, we train an identical model to IDM-VTON except that using naive caption, reference 29, and compare with IDM-VTON. In specific, naive caption provides an unified descriptions of all upper garments, e.g., model is wearing an upper garment, while our detailed captions provide specific descriptions of each garment. Fig. 7 shows generated virtual try-on images using each model trained with naive caption, left, and detailed captions, right. We observe that the model trained with detailed captions generates images with higher consistency to the garment, e.g., meshes around the neck and arms. Thus, the usage of detailed captions complements the potential inaccuracy of image-based virtual try-on by exploiting the generative prior of text-to-image diffusion model. 14. Y. Choi et al. Ablation on customization. During customization, we fine-tune the up blocks of try-on net, i.e., decoder layers. Here, we provide an ablation study on the choice of fine-tuning layer for customization. We compare default IDM-VTON, i.e., no customization, fine-tuning all UNet layers, using low-rank adaptation, LoRa, reference 16, and fine-tuning decoder layers. In tab 4, we compare the LPIPS, SSIM, and clip image similarity scores on in the wild dataset. We see that all customization methods improve reconstruction score compared to default IDM VTON, while showing comparable performance in clip image similarity score. We see that fine-tuning decoder layers perform the best among customization methods, while fine-tuning all UNet layers shows comparable performance. While fine-tuning with LoRa is more efficient, we find it underperforms than fine-tuning decoder layers. 5. Conclusion. In this paper, we present IDM VTON, a novel design of diffusion models for authentic virtual try-on, particularly in the wild scenario. We incorporate two separate modules to encode the garment image, i.e., visual encoder and parallel UNet, which effectively encode high-level semantics and low-level features to the base UNet, respectively. In order to improve the virtual try-on on real-world scenario, we propose to customize our model by fine-tuning the decoder layers of UNet given a pair of garment person images. We also leverage detailed natural language descriptions for garments, which help generating authentic virtual try-on images. Extensive experiments on various datasets show the superiority of our method over prior works in both preserving details of garment and generating high-fidelity images. In particular, we demonstrate the potential of our method in virtual try-on in the wild. Potential negative impact. This paper introduces a method that enhances the performance of virtual try-on using generative diffusion models. The virtual try-on technology comes with benefits and pitfalls. The tool could be helpful for users to effectively visualize their look with given garment. However, it requires the users to be responsible for protecting the ownership and avoid malicious use. Limitation. Similar to other in-painting works, IDM VTON struggles to preserve human attributes on masked regions such as tattoos or skin moles. One can design a method for conditioning those human attributes of human images when generating try-on images. Also, providing comprehensive captions enables fully utilizing the prior knowledge of T2i diffusion models. Exploring broader applications, such as controlling garment generation through textual prompts, is left as future work.
Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.ai.